FM 90.3 WJTL Cochran and Company Church, taking me back. Phil Keggy's Not Be Moved. Before that, good morning, 7:05.
Our friend Lisa Landis likes to keep you company on the drive home. That's 3 to 7. Weekday features at 5 include the Monday Blues, Twin Spin Tuesday, Winning Wednesday, the Thursday theme set, and the Friday, oh, this is one of my favorites, 5 o'clock request and dedication hour. You can take us with you. That's WJTL on the afternoon drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7.
This morning, our friends from Blessings of Hope, David Lapp and Aaron Fisher, are with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Aaron Fisher is the executive director of Blessings of Hope. Aaron, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, to my wife, Barbie, and my children, Rebecca, Rachel, Ruth, Sarah, and Jethro, and to the whole team at Blessings of Hope.
And I understand when you leave here, you're going to be going to Blessings of Hope, and you have a lot of volunteers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have about 100 volunteers coming today to sort food. And it's going to be a great morning.
So you're going to go over there. You'll start with prayer.
Yeah.
What happens from there?
So we'll start with prayer, and then we'll unpack about 30 skids of food.
Wow.
Sort it and put it in the right categories.
That's amazing. Is that every day that you have that many volunteers?
We have that many volunteers Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then we have smaller groups other days.
That's amazing. So how did Blessings of Hope get started? Tell us about how you got involved.
So I got started in 2006, started helping at an outreach in Harrisburg, and through that, I loved reaching out and loved to, you know, see people get helped. And so through that, I started reaching out in Lancaster, and it just grew from there. And now we're in a 16,000-square-foot warehouse.
That's amazing. You guys are in Leola? Is
yes.
that where you're at? Wow, that's amazing. And David Lapp is with us this morning. He's the CEO of Blessings of Hope. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Yeah, my wife, Fanny, my children, John, Naomi, Abram, Bertha, Caitlin, Emily, Jeremiah, Martha, and Susanna.
Did you have to write them down?
I wrote them down so I make sure I don't miss
anybody. Sounds like Fred's family.
I was going to say, you don't want to miss any of them.
Yeah,
so tell us what Blessings of Hope is doing. Now I understand that you guys are like a distribution center for a lot of different food banks.
Yeah, we're a wholesale food bank that supplies other food pantries with food.
Yeah.
We also have a weekly outreach in effort if anybody, you know, if individuals want food. Our warehouse in Leola, we don't serve the individuals. We serve the organizations that serve the individuals. And then we also serve, have a new program called Hands of Hope where individuals can come in and pack a box to take to somebody. It's not a box
cool.
for yourself, it's for you to take a box of food to somebody.
Yeah.
Year to date, we've distributed about 4.8 million pounds of food, which if you pack that in a 40-pound banana boxes, that would be 120,000 banana boxes of food in 2019.
Just this year?
In this year.
What a blessing.
And we're in the beginning of June.
Wow. That's amazing. So where all does your food go?
Northeast U.S., we send two trucks a week to New York City, Baltimore, Harrisburg, Lebanon, Allentown, basically Northeast U.S. We have one minister from Kentucky that comes every 2 months to get a load.
Yeah.
We send food to North Carolina. Some goes internationally. We have a container that's ready to go to Africa.
Wow.
There's a one minister that takes food to the Bahamas every week, to the Andros Island in the Bahamas, so...
Wow.
I didn't know they reached that far.
No.
This is so cool.
Did you guys think when this got started that it would ever be this big or that this extensive?
Well, that was a dream.
Yeah.
I mean,
really.
So it's like dreams come true, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's awesome to see what God is doing through you guys. If folks want more information about your ministry, they could visit you online.
Yeah, blessingsofhope.com. There's a lot of information on our website.
Check it out, blessingsofhope.com. We'll talk more with Aaron and David coming up. We invite you to stick around.